the Associated Press reported this morning that 11 more women have accused opera megastar Plácido Domingo of sexual harassment and misconduct. This follows accusations from 9 other women in an AP report last month. NPR's Anastasia Tsiolkas joins us to talk about the allegations. Hi there.
Hi there.
Tell us about these newest accusations. Who has made them, and what exactly do they allege?
Well, one woman came forward by name. She's a singer, Angela Turner Wilson, and she alleges that Domingo groped her breast backstage at the Washington Opera in the fall of 1999. She says it happened while they were both having their makeup applied, and the AP says it corroborated her account with her husband and her parents, as well as in journal entries that she wrote at the time. But the makeup artist told the AP that he didn't remember this incident, and he declined further comment. And 10 other women are also alleging that Domingo touched them unwantedly, persistently asked them for private meetings, either in person or in late-night phone calls, or that he attempted to kiss him. But they say they want to remain anonymous because Domingo's a very powerful and influential person in the opera world. He's arguably the field's most bankable star.
One of the most recognizable names in opera, certainly.
For sure.
In today's report and the one from last month, the AP quotes a number of backstage employees saying there was this kind of unofficial whisper network about Plácido Domingo?
That's right. As far back as the 1980s and as recently as 2017, women tried to keep Domingo from having any one-on-one contact with young women, even on elevators. One woman named Melinda McLean, who worked with Domingo at both the LA Opera and the Houston Grand Opera, told the AP, quote, "We created these elaborate schemes for keeping him away from particular singers."
And what has the response been from Domingo and his team?
His spokesperson sent a statement to NPR this morning disputing the new accusations, Ari. She also called today's report, quote, inaccurate and unethical, and she says the AP is trying to disparage the singer. Last month, Domingo responded to the 9 original accusers by saying he believed, quote, all of my interactions and relationships were always welcomed and consensual.
Last month, both the Philadelphia Orchestra and the San Francisco Opera rescinded invitations for Domingo to perform with them this fall. Has there been any more fallout now that these new accusations are coming out?
Well, the LA Opera, where Domingo's general director, has already hired an independent firm to conduct an investigation. But this afternoon, the Washington National Opera and the Kennedy Center released a statement saying in part that they appreciated the courage that it's taken for the accusers to come forward, but that they still have not received any documented complaints about the singer's behavior prior to 2011, when that opera company became affiliated with the Kennedy Center. But Ari, a number of European institutions and major opera singers and fans have rallied to support Plácido Domingo since last month. And interestingly, some of these new accusers today told the AP that this kind of support for Domingo in the opera world is precisely why they've chosen to keep anonymous.
That's NPR's Anastasia Tsiolkas. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, Ari.
And an update to the story this evening. After we recorded our conversation, the Dallas Opera announced that it had canceled a high-profile concert next March at which Domingo had been scheduled to perform.